We started to talk last week. We started the second chedek of Orach HaFlish, of Al Yishor. Called Das Seis Zerachel. After we finished, Al Yishor. It's not able to finish. We went through the union of Das Hatzmenu of a person. Das Hatzmenu to know the different characters that operate inside of us and how we do things. And like we say every week, that the goal is to get to Smach Pokobiyal. The goal is to get to Simcha of Torah, like Rashi says in Shabbos HaSama Gimel. So now we start Das Ksoy Zerachel. Das Ksoy Zerachel means literally Das Ksoy Zerachel, to know Ashtikul of the Eivishter's Mahalchim. So it's the edge of the Eivishter. To make ourselves Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think that the fact that the Al Yishor calls this Chelik under that title is what is radiating to us, is that the way a person gets to Simcha, the way a person gets to Tikkun, is by a person going into Mahal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Zekeli Mabeyu, Anivahu, Mahu, Avata. And that is the Shlemus HaAdam, is when a person, who like learned in Das HaTzmenu, when a person who's a combination of Guf and Neshama, when a person is a combination of Seichel and Midas, when a person has this huge battle between his Ruchni side and his Gaspri side, between his Seichel side and his Midas side, at the end of the day, the Nekuda, which is decisive, is he going to be David HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And if he's going to take the Chedek HaKami Mal of him, and that'll be the dominant side of him. If you think about the whole Das HaTzmenu, that's really what it's about. The whole Das HaTzmenu was about identifying the forces inside of us which are Kodesh, which are Heilige Koiches, which are Godly Koiches, and identifying the forces inside of us which oppose it, and to be able to make the right choices between Seichel and Midas, particularly between Emes and Sheker, between Emes and Dimyon, to be more specific. So that's what Seis Zerachel means, beginning the Tikkun. So the first thing that the Al Yishor said is, the first tool that we have in your toolbox is a sense of chashivas for yourself. The sense of chashivas that a person has is both a motivational tool, because a person understands that he's unique and miyuchid, and his maisim have meaning, and his thoughts have meaning, and his dibur has meaning, because you're a unique event that never happened before. By the way, these are words that we say over. There's nobody sitting in this room that really believes in it. Really, really, really. That every machshava that we have, every dibur that we say, every maizah that we does, has meaning. It makes a roshim. It creates a whole world. B'shvili nivra olam. And Rashi says, what's the nafkamina? Le'yatari des ati min olam averach. I'm not going to do one avera. Is this a perfectionist Rashi? No. What it means is that a person understands the mashmoyus of one action. We spoke last week about the union of Yaakov Avinu of Pachim Ktanim. One action, one small thing. What Rishmit has, because mitzad the maise itself, it could be very small. But mitzad the gadlus of the person who's doing it. It means over here, a Mayritika member from Yeruchim, on Omer Kufsam test over here, the second paragraph. Admor ma'ori neinu mori Rabbi Yeruchim Alevi Zal Omar, quote, Oiloi la'odam she'enu makir likuye nafshay. Woe is a person, nebuch a person who doesn't know his chesroinus, likuye nafshay. Sharei eini yodea ma'ol ol l'sake, he doesn't know what he's supposed to fix. It's a person who's not in touch with himself, a person doesn't have insight, a person doesn't know what he needs to fix. He has nothing to fix. Abol oy vavoy, but double nebuch, double woe is to him. Somebody ain't a makir ma'leis of wire, was his. Ki hein afilos kliya v'dosei ain't a makir, as our life, everyone. A person who doesn't know his chesroin is, okay, he doesn't have what to fix. It's fool's paradise. But a person who doesn't know what his milas are, he has no hope to fix. He doesn't have any tools to fix it with. Rabbi Yochum is saying that the most powerful tool that a person has to be misakin himself is knowing what your milas are. Because your milas and your chashivas and your uniqueness is the tool with which you fix yourself. Before you do somera, know how great you could be, how hard you are. Hello. Most of the things that we fall into by nature, if you be magnet them, they're all petty, they're all katnos. What kind of kinder? What's kinder? Kinder, jealous of the other guy. Who's the other guy, Bechal? And what are you jealous of? The kafra, the chefza. It means who's the guy that you're jealous of? And what did he do that you're jealous of? I meet so many bachrim who comes and complains that he's jealous of Pliny.
Tells him Pliny, Pliny's Azay, and Azay, and then comes in Pliny himself, he's next. And he says he's jealous of Almoini, who was there a minute ago. And because I'm a rude person from Brooklyn, I said, neither of you have what to be jealous of. It's Beseder, you can go weiter, it's calm down, everybody should calm down, it's okay. Now Pliny is what to be jealous of, not Almoini, not Zalmoini, not Kamoini. But if you think about it, Peter, it's petty what he does at the end of the day. Went there, he went that. The Rebbe spoke to him, he said a good pshat. Went to him a Shabbos, somebody invited him and not you. V'cheina, major things. And by the way, you tell me no, when you get older, the kin stays the same pettiness. You know about it, when you're 50 and 40, it's the same narishkeit. And kas, what do people get angry about? Well, they get angry, but what do they get angry about? It's katnus. And kovet is katnus. And Asos is Katnos. It's all Katnos. Taifa is Katnos. What are you getting excited about exactly? Over what did you get excited? What do you run for? So when a person has a sense of Reimimus, of the fact that you're a Gottel B'Shvili Nivra Olam, there's a whole level of Pasnish. By the way, not the Pasnish of the Pasnish movement. Right? Not that Pasnish. Not the Pasnish of Fosma Mizogin and what people think about me. Somebody told me today that they told their son not to go to a certain place because it's pasnish for shidduchim. And I said, it's pasnifer, because this way he'll marry a girl that's appropriate for him, because it's not kahopim him going to the place that he's going. It's pasnifer. I disagreed. Very rude. I was in a rude mood. He says, pasnifer. Well, why is pasnifer? It's pasnifer. That type of pasnish, by the way, that people live fake lives and they do things in order to package themselves in a certain way. And they package it in very nice wrapping paper and they put a beautiful ribbon on it. That type of pasnish is not what the Aldi Shul is talking about, by the way. It's not the real pasnish, but the pasnish of Bishuli Nevra Olam. Well, it's pasnish we had to do it there because I'm a Vatam Tiuli, Mamlechas Koyanim, Vigoy Kodav, Zakrashi Koyanim, what's Koyanim mean? Sorim. The Matorah of Matan Torah was that Klal Yisrael should be aristocratic, should be princely. Aristocratic person, I'm not talking about today's aristocrats, by the way. They're not aristocrats. We are Malchus people. When there used to be royalty in the world, today there's no royalty in the world. Buchal doesn't exist anymore. They're all in their gutters. But the real concept of Malchus is a concept of passage. Right? It's passage. There's a certain thing of passage. By the way, it knocks out 90% of the various. You know that? It's passage. If the Eilam would see me walking down the street, imagine I would come in from upstairs and the Eilam would see me walking down the street eating a shawarma in the street with the oil dripping down. Right? I come in from a whole basis roll and all the cats of Yerushalayim are following me because the oil is dripping, right? So all the Eilam would say, by the way, the Eilam is a very funny story, right? Imagine I'm coming down the street, you hear this story? I went to Shawarma Gan Eden, that place over there, I don't know if it still exists. I haven't been that block, it doesn't exist anymore. I haven't been there for years in the Nechama area. But, Shwarma Gan Eden. It's either a gilu on the shwarma or it's a gilu on Gan Eden. I always had a hakira. What's the shot? It's a simen or a siba. We'll leave Rav Shimon's hakiras for a different zach. It's not chala. It's not kainish fisa on Shwarma Gan Eden. Imagine I'd go to Shwarma Gan Eden when it used to exist, and I'd be the other would see me walking down the whole basic show, coming from the telephone store over there with his demonstrations daily, and I come to Yerushalayim and the oil's dripping. I tried my best. With my hands committing to Jerusalem to hold the oil, it didn't go, and all the cats are following me down with all basic show. Yeah, we ain't enough elephant. So they look, if you would see me, all the elephants sitting in Valley Show, what did the elephant say, by the way? The man, he lost his mind. He's aging, right? We see it. And it's early dementia, what they call, right? He has to go for pre-screening for Alzheimer's. Why? It's pasnish, right? By the way, what's wrong? I was hungry. And I made an Atil Zidayim over there in Shwarma Gan Eden, and I had das, you know that trick? I had das too, that wherever I'm going to be, it's going to be chal. Right? Wherever, the rest of a few hours, I'm not going to see a das from the Atil Zidayim. And I'll bench afterwards on a kibetz, on a kadesvia. Why are you all laughing at me that I had my oil dripping down the vertical on the street and the cat's following me? You don't forgive me a nice Shwarma sandwich, which I don't think I ever ate in my 41 years here. I would, some. Else health-wise, a thing that goes around Hakofis for a month on the same thing, I would think twice about it. But that's a different topic. We're not here for health. Why did I not forget me to walk down the street like that, by the way? Why not, by the way? It's
Pasher.
The guy who says a vat on Ali Shore to go each farm in the street with oil dripping with the cats walking down, it's Pasher. So I'm telling you that all our kin that tie for covered, me this race, are a billion times less Pasher than that. But less Pasher. Because if we would have a hakara of who we are, of Bishvili Nivra Olam, that's Pasher. The real is Pasher, not this Pasher, some fake world is Pasher. What people can say, what's this shot going to do for you, and what's he going to do with you, better said, because they treat you like a chefza. The whole dekud of Pasher of a Remimus, va'atem tiuli mamleches kohanim v'goy kodesh, that the Abishta said that the Matan Torah was for the purpose of sorim, says Rashi, princes, royalty, the hoibinkait. 90% of the things we say or do, he wouldn't do. The real is pasnish, the real dahibakai, the real ramantano, the real hechakai, the real understanding of what a person is, what a person could be, what a person should be, what a person will be. That's a different code of behavior. And the matara of Torah, the matara of Torah was for that dahibakai. The matara of Torah was for atam tili, mamlechas kayan, a great college. That was matara of Torah, that you should pick yourself up and have asogis, and have a musaka of behavior and greatness. We so fight from it because we've absorbed the hashkaf of the goyim that a human being is an animal. So we became animals. And the ikar nekuda of becoming an animal is that you don't have the musik of espasnisht, of a dahibikai, of a rimus. Everybody thinks that the Alter of Slobodka spoke about godless Adam. Godless Adam, right? So Leilam said that you come around with a psashtolt, with a psashena tai. Well combed hair. Look at the pictures from Slobodka, from Chevron over there, from 100 years ago. Tutzach Meissen. Yeah. And they're well dressed, they're well looked, they're well combed. I said, oh, there we gave you the God. That's not what he meant. What he meant, Godless Adam, is he meant one big slogan, is pasnish for you. Bistach a grace of men, Bistach a yitzir kap over the Abish, you have a neshama, the kind of neshama, and it's out to be tohiri, at the Rosa, at the Yitzarta, at the Rechachtabi, the Abishta gave Azad, the Hoibin and the Shama, Azad. Somebody called me this week, like an anonymous caller. I don't know who it was, either a Bachar or a man, had fallen into a Gvis Avera, and he said he feels so low, and he feels so, what do you call it? I don't know who it was. And I told him, I understand you. You still daven every morning? He said, yeah. I said, you said Lakai Neshama this morning? Lakai Neshama is out to be. You said it? It means in your article, Siddur, it said it. At the Brosa, at the Tairahi. You have a different text? They change the text. They have a special, like a digital changing text for everybody that morning, whether you're in the Shabbos Torah or not. They made the Takara for all the Torahs, at least the last time I noticed. Why is it Tairahi? Why is it Tairahi? Elokai, Neshama, Shabbos, Tairahi. In all Matzavim, no matter what. Why? At the Tzarta, at the Refachtabi. You gave me the Neshama. When we say it every morning, what it really was saying is that we're big, we're great, we're high. The first tool for tikkun, the first tool for battle against Averis and Midas and tikkun atzma is that you have to know who you are. You know, before you go, a person does surgery, okay? Surgeon does surgery, they want to know who's the patient, what's his matzah, they do blood tests, they do scans. You can't just cut inside. Enough isn't who are we doing surgery on? A person's going to go in a sack in himself. What's the mensch? What is a person? Is you have to know that the person is a person who's a lekai neshama shen asat be toiri. Enough isn't. You have to know that b'shvili nivra olam lo yitoir des atzvi b'chet echot with one avera. The person has to know that that's the bar. The bar is that I'm a person that sold the hoibin, the etzem, that means pasnish, wasn't born in Brooklyn. And then mutated and emigrated to Lakewood with a stopover from the five towns. That's not what happened. Pasnish starts in the Mishnah over here in Sanhedrin Amid Zayin, which says Chayiv Adam Loyer Bishvili Nivra Olam Kolema Choshevani Koyel Molly Loyer Torahs Atzmi Olam Avera Achas. It's a Rashi that means as pasnish means that Vibalt Am Shovet Kibol the whole Bria. I'm not going to go Allah myself to Ched. The real pasnish for you because you're Bishvili Nivra Olam. That's the first tool. That's the Emek Rebbe Rebbe said. A person doesn't know what his chesroinis are. No. What was to him? But a person doesn't know what his ma'ilas are, meaning doesn't know who he is, doesn't know what he is, what he could be. He's lost. You have nothing to work with, Bachal. You don't have any tools, Bachal. That means the ikra, but Rabbi Shittal Zavak of Yom Moibidik Yisoyed, the psicha ta avoidas hamidis, and the psicha ta tikkun atzmoy, and the psicha of going the derech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is understanding who you are. And putting yourself in a place of roimimus that requires a different standard of behavior. That is a motivation to change your behavior, remind you who you are. And the second thing is, it's also the tool with which we do the right things. First of all, it's a motivation. And second of all, the actual asiya of the right things is because we adapt the behavior befoiled of Adam Tiyulim, of Achaz Kaim. That's all Torah. All Torah was, people make a mistake, you want Torah is mitzvah, Torah is not. The mitzvahs and the Torah are the hechatimtzes to become Mamlechus Kayanim. Because has to ask himself in the morning, he gets up. Am I a Kohen? Am I a Mamlechus Kayanim? Am I a Tsar? Am I a prince? Am I the Hoibin? Am I lifted up? Am I living an uplifting life? Or I'm busy with pettiness? I'm busy with katnus. Ramantono means that I'm up. Mamlechus Kayanim means I'm a Dohoibin, a mensch. I'm on top. I'm raised up. I'm ufgehaven. What am I busy with? I'm busy with pettiness, I'm busy with stupidities. Kinna, type of covenant, what type of kinna, what type of time, what type of covenant, what type of kas? That's the first tool in Avodah. And that's why he says, on the bottom, he says something which is very important that a bachur should know. Ain afachat beitonu, there's nobody here, says Ali Shur, the bottom of Kufsam Tess. There's nobody here in this room, and anybody who learns Ali Shur or says Ali Shur, who doesn't have a guilty conscience about averus that he did. When a person starts to learn Musar, the conscience wakes up. Reminds us of our chaton. By the way, I want to stop here before I read the next sentence. This is one of the major reasons why people don't learn Musar. One of the major reasons why people don't learn Musar is because it's painful. It's hard to learn Musar. And then the person gets a wave of regret and guilt what he did. Ubezeh, what happens? Mishtalat aleinu matzav ruach. So we get into a mood, hanoita la'atzos, which is depression. It doesn't allow us to see the chashivas of ourselves. Now watch what happens. If you start to learn Musar and the Musar triggers in you a negative feeling about yourself, so then you can't fix yourself. You hear the thief guy, what he's saying? It's a catch-22. Because in order to fix yourself, the aleph bet of fixing yourself is the atam tiyulim of achaz kaim v'gei kadosh. Now, if your regret is going to penetrate into your fundamental understanding of you, then you're going to get depressed. And then you can't see your roimimus, and then you can't fix yourself. Yesh lanu l'sgaber al zeh. People think sometimes I talk to Bochum. And Bochum think that if they have guilty conscience about a virus, it's a positive thing. It is, and it's not. If you have guilt, or guilt, by the way, is not a Jewish thing. You have regret. Guilt is by the Goyim. A person has regret about something he did, that's tshuva. When you have regret about yourself, guilt means that I am guilty, I'm treif. You forgot that l'kai neshama shenasat b'tahiri. That's the difference. Regret, I regret actions. I regret doing X, Y, and Z, for sure. That's true, chavata. But does it puzzle me? Does it put an X on me? When you move over, if a guy learns Musar and he feels depressed, that means the Yetzirah is ruling over him. Our learning Musar shouldn't remain akra, means it's not going to give fruit. Let us learn the preciousness of Neshama. After we know this, and knowing this means you experience it, then you can ask yourself, Sumira, Harot, Aziv, Asachet. That means, if you haven't done a clear avoida on establishing how great you are, how hard you are, how precious you are, then you can't learn Musar. And therefore he says, one of the great lines, top of Kufayim, Avoidas al Musar b'chamas ha'yetzu einene esik rakatnus tamoichem. Avodas HaMusar is not for katnos. If you're small-headed and you're petty, stay out of this. Stay out of the business. Be a lamdin, not a Bal Musar. Don't be a Bal Musar. Don't get into Musar. Don't get tikkun. He brings a Mordechai line from Ramchal. Ramchal says in Derech Yitzchayim, a line that's shocking. Quote, let's learn it inside together. It says the Hilig Ramchal in his Gemaltik Sefer Derech Yitzchayim, I'm going to give you the most powerful Eitzah to fight the Eitzah Hara. Did you see this lesson here? Trufa Hayesa Gedela Vachazaka. I'm going to give you the most powerful, potent medicine against the Eitzah Hara. What's that? The Hikala, it's based on Pulasa Gedela, it has a huge effect. Shiyamat Odom Bechol Yom Lepochu Shachas Ponim Yishakom Achshavas. If you take an hour a day, I don't know if you meant an hour, Shav means a time. Lach Shev Rakol Zev Yivakish Bilavovoi. Ma Osu Harishenim Ovas Oilom. What did the Ovas do? Shekach Choshek Hashem Bahem. That Hashem wanted them. Ma Osu Mesh Rabbeinu, David. Yana Besifloi. Ma Tev Lodom Koi Mechav Lazos Kein Gamu Toivloi. Now watch this. The Ramchal says, take a special time every day, and I'm going to give you the most powerful, potent, largest tool against the Yetzer Hara. What's that? Take time every day and think about what did the Rishonim, the Avos HaOlam, that Hashem loved them so much, what did they do? Moshe Rabbeinu, David, now I don't understand. Anybody in this room thinks they're going to be Moshe Rabbeinu? Is anybody who thinks you're Moshe Rabbeinu? You think you'll be David Mashiach Hashem? The answer is no, I'm sorry to tell you. I would even think that occasionally the signs on the walls over here have had it 2 o'clock, have had it become a gadol. You ever see those signs? Had it become a gadol at 2:10. I don't know why it's not on the hour. So the reason why you don't see the signs is because I take them off. That's the reason why. I usually take them off with the Eilam Caesars. I get nervous from Fathom of how to become a gadol. And this is even worse. This is Moshe Rabbeinu. This is already. Even that guy didn't put up that on the sign. How to become Moshe Rabbeinu? How to become David Mashiach Hashem? What did he mean, by the way? What the Ali Shur is bringing out from the Ramchal is Ramchal said, every day, stand in front of the mirror and say, I want to be great. I want to be great. But why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu chashek b'Avraham Avinu? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu love about Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu? Moshe Rabbeinu? David HaMelech? That's our Masorah. We're going to be David HaMelech. You know, there's a famous story. Chaim Brisky asked his Talmud about Bera, what would happen if David HaMelech would come into the room? What would you do? What would you say? What would you ask him? So Chaim asked Baruch Bera. So Baruch Bera didn't answer. So Chaim said you wouldn't say anything because you'd be burnt up alive from the Kedusha of David HaMelech when he would come into the room. So maybe you wouldn't have time to respond even. David HaMelech? I understand. Yeah, it's from Menuziel. Yeah. Call it from Perech. Hello. Every bird that flew over here is a Menuziel. What? Got burned. Do we have a Muslim of the Kedusha of David HaMelech? Mashiach Hashem. David HaMelech. I'm blue David HaMelech. The birds got burned by Yehuda Menuziel. So many Dairis after him. David. What was he talking about? The Ramchal wanted everyone in class to be delusional every day, an hour of delusion. One guy thinks he's Moshe, one guy thinks he's David. You know what the Ramchal meant to say? That the most powerful tool can negate the Yetzer Hara is think big. Think big. What did the others do in their lives to get to where they got to? And think what you could do. So why think about David? Think about the Talmud Chacham next to it. No, go big. Think big. Think big. Because there's one thing that you have in common with others. What do I have in common with Moshe Rabbeinu? It perks up. What's up with Moshe Rabbeinu? What's up with David HaMelech? What you have with them is that all of you, Moshe Rabbeinu, David HaMelech, Avraham Avinu, all of you were Bishvili Nivroel. And all of you had a job to do. And think about why did Eved still love the others? Because they did their job. And why David to love David HaMelech? Because he did what he was supposed to do. He lifted himself up. And Ramchal says that the most powerful tool can negate the Yetzer Hara is reach for the stars. Think big. Think big. Don't be small. Don't be petty. Don't be small-minded. Think out of the box. Think what you could be. This is the ultimate pasnach. This is the real pasnach. Ramchal says, why does Ramchal love Avraham Avinu? It means, You understand that there was a reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved Avraham Avinu, but there's a reason why he loves you also. That's called Jewish thinking. That's called the Rishtig approach. And as that person doesn't need Eitzes Kenegdi Yetzara, it's already built in.